Prairie Fire, the University of Nebraska-Lincoln supercomputer is about to get busier. UNL is one of the sites chosen to collect and crunch the data from one of the largest physics experiments in history.
So this experiment, when it's fully online, is estimated to produce on the order of 200 megabytes a second of data. So
there's just David Swanson, director of UNL's research computing facility, says the enormous amount of data will be parceled out to six sites, including MIT, Caltech, and the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
Nebraska will now have a major role in an international grid computing project. And so for computer science, this opens up all sorts of doors.
The experimental apparatus is being constructed underground in a 17-mile-long tunnel near Geneva, Switzerland. Scientists will try to shed light on some of the mysteries of the universe, why atoms have mass, or whether there is a fifth dimension. Physicists from UNL and around the world will study the data produced by the experiment, and students have a front row seat.
We're looking for a statistical needle in the haystack, and so while all of this data is produced, most of it is not what's crucial. What's crucial is finding that little piece that gives them the hints they need to answer some of these very fundamental questions.
From the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, I'm Mary Jane Bruce.